This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia. You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. Michael James, C of John P. Wintle and Chris O.
Hello. Oh, so my. I win.
Oh, my God, I'm moist.
You're moist. And happy birthday, guys.
Oh, right.
Happy birthday.
Hashtag Joy21. They are turning 21 this week, and we're celebrating Joy's 21st birthday, and you're celebrating it with us, of course, at home. You can talk to us on air at joy.org.au. Send Joy a happy birthday message, or even tweet Instagram or Facebook your favorite or your 21st birthday pictures to using the hashtag Joy21.
Mm-hmm. Yes, look, we want to see your keys. We want to see your keyholes. Just make sure you hashtag Joy21 and put it through all the media. So Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Of course, as we said last week, we're milking this for 2 weeks because next.
I'm sorry. Let's just stop right there. Joy is not a cow. Okay, proceed.
I think our listeners know what I'm talking about, but we are doing a true form Purple Speech style. We're going to drag this baby out for as long as we can. Next week, December 1, is Joy's actual 21st birthday, which is also World AIDS Day. Mm-hmm. So we are going to have a massive, massive birthday next week on Joy's actual 21st. So, but of course, we're kicking the party off early because, hey, it's our birthday and we can cry if we want to.
Yep.
Correct. It's like a pre-birthday for us, really.
It is. But yeah, of course, all Joy programs are celebrating are celebrating Joy's 21st this week. So you can listen to all Joy shows are all, there's balloons everywhere. It's a celebration.
Crack out the barbecue shapes and the Philly cheese.
Of course, we are speaking to Leanne Renfrey today, who is the management of the Gay and Lesbian Switch Border. We're going to get her. She was a Joy volunteer for many years, has got such a big story, has given a lot to the community. So we're very excited to speak to her tonight, boys, aren't we?
And yeah, we're always supportive of other community organizations.
Definitely.
That work in conjunction with Joy, and they do such a good job. Well, I'm so glad to be speaking to her.
Definitely. And I think, you know, you touched on a good point there, John. You know, like us here at Joy 94.9, you know, we are working volunteer, and there's so many other volunteer organizations out there that our listeners may not be aware of. And what's great about the switchboard is they really connect you all to those other organizations that offer you help free of charge, and people who work for these organizations are working free of charge as well.
Yeah. And I guess this draws back to also the point that while our listeners might hear just us on air, we're actually supported by a massive amount of support staff that are working in the background. I was going to say shadows. But more
they're not in the shadows.
More in the background.
Yeah.
They're very helpful and they help us keep us on air. And so do you. You can also become a Joy member and help keep us on air, can't they, John?
Yes.
And so how can they do that?
All they need to do is go to joy.org.au and go and hit the membership, or if they don't have the internets, which some people don't, they can also call Robert at the desk. That's a big shout out to Robert as well.
We love Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Call Robert on 1300-JOY949. That's 1300-JOY949. And of course, you can email onair@joy.org.au. Get involved. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/purplespeech. We are celebrating this all of next week up until December 1. And tonight, boys, we're going to be talking about our 21st birthdays as well. What we, keeping it radio friendly, of course, but what we did for our 21st and what was actually relevant in the Australian media at the time as well.
Oh, I really had to dust my brain off to get this one out.
Yes,
but
yes,
anyway,
you did.
How dusty was it?
It was a while ago, I'm imagining. So.
It had a great many inches of dust covering it.
Like I said, we are celebrating greatly, and you know, I think let's just take a moment of you know, LGBTI silence here, and let's actually remember that Joy's been around for 21 years.
That's such an amazing effort for a radio station that essentially is, I guess, ran by volunteers.
Well, it's the I believe it's the oldest. And yeah, in the world.
Long live community radio too. Like, and a big hug and shout out too.
Australia's one of Australia's biggest LGBT radio stations. And of course, you can hear us all across Australia by downloading the Joy app to your smartphone or tablet device. or listen on air, joy.org.au/on air, and listen to us all around Australia. And of course, we guys have listeners all the way to LA and Canada.
Yeah, from Paris to Berlin.
To seriously.
Why do you keep quoting lyrics?
I can't help myself. I'm in a really like 90s
celebrative mood.
We've noticed. So,
of course, I will be bringing out all the 90s.
Well, we did hear Ricky Martin before, so that was a theme song. What was the, I believe, the number one song on the year of your 21st birthday, John? So that's probably a clue to our listeners.
Yes, and let's just be glad it wasn't the Flintstones theme song, as Chris O might suspect.
That is a good theme song.
I thought that it was, so I mean, I've written that down. So
I've shazammed it. We're going to be playing, Chris and I are playing our theme songs for our 21st, so you'll be able to take a step back, and well, maybe not as far back as John, but a step back in time for us.
A stepping stone. In time. Yeah, exactly. Look, not a boulder.
I highly resemble these, what is it, how you are accusing
me. Is it internalized homophobia,
John? Of being
John?
Born in the 70s or 80s or wherever I was born.
60s.
I wish I was born in, can I know? I'm going to take another moment here. I wish I was born in the 80s. I was born in the 80s, but I wish I was born in the 70s so I could live the 80s.
Why?
I think it was a cool era to live in.
Because you didn't live in it.
There was just no care. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, Call me up and correct me if I'm wrong. But I just think it was such a fun era.
I like how you
don't take that dream away from me.
But there were some amazing things happening. Like, I love that song, Xanadu by Olivia. We all like Olivia. We built this city, Starship.
I probably wouldn't be around for the music as such, but definitely like,
oh, I thought you meant the music.
More like freedom of speech. You know, I don't know. I just go the 80s. I'm an 80s kid at heart. We have people dancing in the window all celebrating Joy's 21st, and you can celebrate with us. Call us 1-300-JOY-949. Speak to Robert at the desk. Wish him a happy birthday. It may be his birthday, may not be, but
we just love Robert, anyway. So just do it.
Yep.
And okay. Of course, you can get involved with Joy, joy.org.au, or if you are on social media, use the hashtag Joy21. Post some pictures of keys. Show your support for us, for the community, and for everything that we do for you guys, because this is all for you. This isn't for us. We do this for our listeners, don't we?
Yeah, I want to see like some really good pictures, something creative.
Well, let us know, of course, what you did for your 21st.
Yes, you have to share your 21st stories, of course.
If you remember, of course.
And keeping it radio friendly, of course.
It wasn't that long ago, you know.
No. But we want to know. Get involved. We like it when you get involved. We like when we hear from you. And as I said, we're going to be speaking to Leanne, who is the manager for the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. A lot of you may not be aware of what the switchboard is, so we're going to go into a lot more detail and give you a lot of that information that's really relevant. And, of course, we're talking about our 21st, which I'm kind of scared about maybe.
Oh, I'm very excited. I've got it all organized.
You've got an interesting story.
Yeah,
very interesting.
I'm amused more than anything about my own story.
Yours is interesting too. We kind of got a little taste of yours last week, John. We're going to go into a bit more detail tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be lashing out. It's going to be the full...
Speaking of lashing out, your lashes are actually falling out.
Yeah, I know. Don't... you know what? I have enough of a... I'm follicularly... challenged enough.
That's a big word for
me to lose eyelashes. So I'm quite upset about that.
Is that actually a word?
It is now.
I need to Google that.
Well,
break,
I think
maybe.
That's great. We've just made up a word here at Purple Speech. Yeah. So that's great.
It kind of rolled off the tongue quite well. So
what was that word again, John?
Follicularly.
No, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
No. No, but I have a strange craving for licorice right now.
Gross.
You are listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9. Michael James here with Chris O and John P. Wintle.
Yes,
here I am.
Yes,
they're
back
still
again.
Here. And of course, we are celebrating Joy's 21st birthday this week up until December 1st using the hashtag Joy21. Our next guest, Leanne, has been a member on the Joy Community Committee Management Producer of Saturday Magazine and also has hosted the show many times over the years. Leanne has a carefree teenage life as a surfy chick and has lived overseas where she had to speak slower as they couldn't understand her accent. She's currently the manager of the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, always giving back to the community. Leanne, thank you for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you. And happy birthday. Happy 21st.
Happy 21st. Happy 21st. Thank you for celebrating it with us.
Coming of age. How's that?
Well, let's just say you're no stranger to Joy. So how long ago were you working for Joy?
I didn't ever work. I've always been a volunteer for Joy. Yep. As we know, it feels like work. we volunteer. I think I joined back in about 96 or 97. And was invited on air for an interview and then ended up joining the committee then and worked my way up to the dizzy heights of vice president for a few years.
Oh, wow. Excellent. So
and then I got on air.
Oh, of course.
Much easier than being vice
president. A lot easier.
So we're essentially in, you know, with Joy royalty right now.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm a little nervous now.
Pre full-time license days. We were still test license in those days, where, of course, we only had, we shared the same bandwidth with the Muslim radio station.
Oh, okay. So how does it feel for you seeing Joy turn 21 now?
Oh, look, it's incredible. It's fantastic. And I'm sure people, when it first started, just didn't imagine. Of course, everyone would hope and dream.
Yeah, of course.
But 21 years is a long time. I mean, that's a generation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think we've seen a generational change. I mean, the full-time license was a huge milestone. The move from the South Melbourne teeny-weeny office and studio to where Joy is now was huge. And I think there's probably some very huge things to come in the future.
Definitely. Joy has definitely come a long way. Now, Leanne, you are the manager for the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, for our listeners who may not be aware of it, tell us a little bit about what the Switchboard is and how it helps.
Yep, sure. Switchboard's been going for 23 years, so a little bit longer than Joy, but not too much longer. We're a volunteer-based, peer-based telephone information and referral service. So anybody can ring us. It's a free and confidential service, and we can help people have a chat with them. We can help them find places to go, support groups, refer them on to face-to-face counselling, just be there for someone to talk to, for someone who understands, particularly if they're unsure about their sexuality or gender identity, or if they've got relationship issues or just feeling a bit down or just split up with someone. You know,
so and of course,
oh, I love it.
Definitely. And this is, of course, a volunteer service as well, isn't it?
We've got about 60 or so, 65 volunteers at the moment.
Wow, that's excellent.
So we put them through, you know, a pretty intense training. And we're actually part of the last 12 months, we've joined with our other state services, because there's one in each state, to form a national project called QLife. So that means that now if our phones are engaged, that the call doesn't go unanswered, it actually goes to another service to be answered, and we all share a database of information so that, you know, if you call, no matter where your phone call's picked up in Australia, that you actually get local referral information.
I think that's very important too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also know that the person on the other end of the phone identifies as LGBT or I.
Yeah. Now, as mentioned, you are the manager. Mm-hmm. What motivated you to get involved?
Oh, look, it's a pretty exciting organisation to be involved with. My academic background's in psychology and counselling and mental health, so I guess there's that aspect that my professional life. Mm-hmm. And I've sort of been around for a while and was looking at part-time work, so it suited me very well that I knew that I would be doing something that's really meaningful, that I could put my sort of skills to good use in policy development and organisational psychology and stuff like that. Plus, I had a pretty good network amongst the community after all the years with Joy. I think I've over all the years on SatMag, I've interviewed just about everybody.
Yeah.
So it's useful, you know, like, hi, I'm from Switchboard, we need a guest speaker on blah, blah, blah. Remember me? I interviewed you on Saturday Magazine. So.
Well, it kind of leads into my other question. As you know, Joy is celebrating its 21st birthday this week. Not quite 23, but we're getting there.
Yeah, no.
How does an organisation like Joy or other organisations help the Switchboard?
Oh, look, totally. We really depend on Joy to get our message out, because Switchboard's pretty low profile.
Yeah.
It's one of those organisations, with a I think of ourselves as the quiet achievers. We've been around and we do great work, but we always, don't always blow our own trumpets. And we're sort of there when people need us, and people forget a little bit about us when they go, they're travelling okay.
Yeah.
And I know Joy does a lot of great work around giving messages out to the community and the broader community around things like homophobia, the impacts of discrimination, mental health and wellbeing. And we've been involved in lots of programs where we've had the opportunity to, I guess, share our expertise and our experience with listeners. We've held a number of special broadcasts like for Are You OK Day and Volunteer Week. But also, I think, at a much broader level, if you're, it probably sounds like a cliche, but if you're a young person out in the outer suburbs of Melbourne and you're questioning your sexuality and you can't get into town to get the gay papers and you don't know anybody else, and you actually Google and you find Joy and it's streamed on the web, or you can listen to it through your phone, through the app, know that you can get a range of people that are on air virtually 24/7 who are out and proud and are well-balanced and, you know, normal. That's a huge, huge thing for a young person or someone who's feeling very isolated. And I think the power of radio is beyond the power of just about anything else. And I think it's that's the broad thing that Joy does, whereas we do the one-on-one similar thing, but on a very sort of one-on-one level.
Yeah, and Leanne, we, like, here at Purple Speech, like, our aim is to cover, you know, the contentious or the really hard-hitting issue of bullying. Mm-hmm. And I guess, what, you know, when people get inspired by hearing, you know, how happy and vibrant we are, like, you know, they do, I would hope that they would want to reach out to organisations such as Switchboard and QLife.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, there's nothing better than knowing you'll be supported and knowing, I mean, it's a cliche and there's a campaign that says it does get better, but it does.
It does get better. And I think, you know, that's important to remember, is a lot of people, you know, may not have that education or be aware of communities like, say, Switchboard. So it's actually a good reminder for those who, you know, may be lost or looking for help that there is that support out there.
That's right. We're actually introducing a second service soon. We're about to launch. We've got some funding to do home-based visits, volunteer visits for older LGBTI people.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Amazing.
So we've called that Out and About. And so we'll be looking for volunteers who just want to spend an hour or two every couple of weeks with an older person, and we sort of match them up in terms of interests and whatever. And it's not a counselling role or anything heavy. It's just purely to make contact, have a cup of tea, maybe go down to the local cafe, go to the movies or whatever, and just make that connection with an older person who's isolated in their communities. And we've got our funding is for Victoria-wide.
I guess that's one of the big things, Leanne, that a lot of people aren't aware of as well. I mean, you don't have to be feeling down or be upset about something in order to call Switchboard.
No,
that's what I like. I think I like the most about Switchboard is that, you know, you can call up and, you know, have a chat if you're not sure, or ask a question that you might not necessarily know somebody to ask the question. Exactly. So I think that what you guys do is absolutely amazing.
And you know what? We also get calls from broader community, from family members. You know, I think my daughter might be a lesbian, or from health professionals or teachers saying, look, I've got a student, or I've got, you know, a client or whatever, and I'm not sure how to approach them. Because they want to be, even though there's heaps of information out there, you can't be guaranteed about the quality of that information.
Exactly.
And at least we know what we're talking about.
Exactly. Leanne, how can we help and support Switchboard or get involved?
Well, hey, this is what you're doing. We by spreading the word, number one, so letting people know that our service exists. And if there's someone, not even yourself, if you've got a friend who you think's not quite right, as in, you know, they've changed their behaviour or they're not as happy as they were or something's going on for them, perhaps suggest that they call Switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
We do look for volunteer telephone counsellors. We run a couple of training courses every year, so there's information about that on our website, which is switchboard.org.au. And as I said, we're introducing a new service as well. The other thing is that our funding, like all community organisations, is very, very limited.
Definitely, yeah.
So, you know, we've got a donation button on our website as well, so if people want to throw a few dollars our way, that would be gratefully received as well.
Switchboard.org.au.
Yeah. Or we can call 1-800-184-527. Yeah. We'll put all the links and information there onto our Facebook page. But, Leanne, thanks That's so much for talking with us tonight.
Thank you so much. And thank you for what you do, because the areas that you're tackling are really important and not really talked about. So no. Good on you.
It does get better, and I think that's the message there. It does, well, it can get better.
That's right. So happy birthday, Joy 21. Who's going to have enough hot air to blow out all those candles?
Oh, we're breathing in, and we're
we can
there.
Try.
I think you know a few people in
We'll have to get you back in here to help us.
I'll help you eat the cake.
Leanne, thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
You listen to Purple Speech on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9, hashtag Joy21. That's hashtag Joy21, because we are celebrating Joy's 21 here with Michael James Christo and John P. Wintle.
Oh my God, and don't forget, hashtag 21, we are slapping world media. We are going on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you want to join the party, post a key, hashtag Joy21.
Use the hashtag Joy21.
It's a celebration.
It is a celebration, and we are celebrating here. I think we're having too much cake or a bit
hyped up.
Yeah, I'm on a sugar high. Sugar high.
Of course, don't forget, next week, December 1, is Joy's actual 21st birthday, and we are going all out. So we're just milking this ride for the next week.
Hang on. Why are you saying we're going out all out next week? Because we're clearly going out all out this week. Michael James.
We're starting tonight, John, as I was about to finish off saying. We are starting tonight, and we're milking this for the next week, ending with a big bang on December 1. And we have a very special guest. You might recognize him from Big Brother, so don't forget to stay tuned in. We're very excited. But speaking of 21, boys, we've all been 21 once in our life.
I'm yet to reach that age yet.
John, you've reached a few times.
Yeah. Well, actually, only once, Michael James.
Once? Isn't it 21 forever?
Back in the day, or back in 98.
98.
I'll let everyone do the math. 98. And I've kind of gone through and I've done a quick bit of research, I know.
You have.
Shock horror.
You have. We all have. But what have you found out? Well, what was, I suppose, relevant on your 21st?
Back in the 90s.
98.
So there was a lot of cool things happening back when I was 21. First thing I did, like a little bit of a scan through the news. I wanted to see what was happening back in 98. And they had, first of all, a referendum to see if we're going to ditch the Queen for a republic.
I remember that.
Mm. I don't.
Yeah, you're in diapers, Chriso, so it's okay. but yeah, so there was a referendum, and Australia voted no, we want the Queen, and God save the Queen.
I love the Queen.
Mm, she's so fabulous.
I think she's great.
I'm a fan. Also, and being a Queenslander, a generator... There was a whole heap of generator breakdowns in Brisbane back in 96, which resulted in mass power outs, sweeping power outs right in the middle of Brisbane's summer. So you guys are
all... No air conditioning.
Yes, but even worse still. So, okay, imagine this, guys, if you will. I was at a nightclub, a famous Brisbane nightclub, and all of a sudden, lighting, DJ... everything off for an hour. And just imagine the chaos that we didn't see.
You made it around for an hour.
The ice started melting. Okay.
Oh my God.
It was a tragedy. And people were like, because it was like a dancey club, people were melting in this club because of the heat and the lack of the normally seven air conditioning units that kept this place at temperature barely. So it was kind of a big deal. And also 98 was a year that Mr. Skase, Christopher Skase, did a runner, left Australia. And also Babe the movie. And I'm just going to hazard this.
I love Babe. Hey.
La, la, la. Oh,
how dare you? I have that on my thing. And you just stole that. You just took that away
Go
from
ahead,
me.
John. I'll give it to you now.
La, la, la. And Babe was, for those of you who have not seen it, is a movie about breaking out of the prison of other people's expectations and following your dreams. So I love that movie. And it's got, what's the name? The Aussie... actress
Magnus. I can never say her surname.
Chabansky.
Sabansky.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Sharon on Kath and Kim.
Mm. So, yes.
What was the music, John? What was the top music?
Cup of Life.
Cup of Life. 98 was a great year for music, let me just say.
It was a very good year. I went through the list, Michael James and I, before the show. And didn't we see some amazing
Spice songs? Girls?
Yes.
I love the Spice Girls.
Wasn't S Club 7
S Club 7. There was others that have, I want to say Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Monica and, I think, I could be wrong. Monica and Brandy, The Boy Is Mine, which was, I think it was number 6.
I do There's enjoy a few, that song.
Janet Jackson Aqua together songs. Again. Yes, there was Aqua.
Dr. Jones, I believe.
See, I just love that type. I love that era of music.
Like, it was a great year for music.
So that's kind of what was happening when I was 21. And also, let's not forget that story I touched on the other week at my 21st birthday. Yes,
your mum spiking the punch?
Yeah, she spiked the punch. God love her. No, mum. But the whole, like, she got it a bit wrong. So she went in and tipped a bottle of what was it? It was Wild Turkey into a vodka punch.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, mum. It was a silly bit of mom.
A travesty. So... it was a bit disappointing there. And then, like, you know, 21st birthdays, they have to end and people, you know, go their own way. Except my mother decided to go with everybody else and leave me at home alone. She took off with in a combi with two drag queens in it. And I had to catch a taxi to the next venue by myself.
Oh, I love that. Your mom sounds like a hoot.
No, she's rude. That's so rude. Now, Chris Ode, what was happening in your 21st, which was like last week?
Oh, well, it was last week. Next but year. I was actually 21 in 2007.
Okay.
So I'm not as spring chicken as I like to make out, but I was in America at that time. So I was currently, at that time, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. And I went to my first strip club. Yeah.
Right. In America.
In America. It was an all-black female strip club. So there was not one single male stripper in there. It was a bunch of women. So I got my first lap dance.
Oh, yeah.
Don't really remember much of the evening.
Broke the seal on that.
Yeah, it was interesting, to say the least. And I haven't really gone back to a strip strip club since. So,
so I'm just going to hazard a guess. So, boobies?
Yes.
Okay, so you are a boob man?
Or? Yes, I am a boob man.
You're a boob
man. I may be a gay male, but I do enjoy boob.
I'm also a boob man. Yeah. I'm a fan of boobs.
You'll notice that all of my girlfriends all have big boobs. So,
Sammy.
That's so funny.
But on the 24th of November, a federal election was held in 2007, and Kevin Rudd was elected as Prime Minister of Australia after the Australian Labor Party wins a majority in the House of Representatives. So that was a big thing. There was also the 7th of July, there was at the Sydney Football Stadium in Sydney, hosts one of the seven global legs of the Live Earth concert series, which aimed to promote action on climate change.
I remember those were a big deal.
Yeah, they were very, very big deal. I remember that. And there were top 25 singles.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
Yeah, by Fergie.
That was number one.
Never heard of it.
Really?
No. Oh, I don't know.
I'm not
that
singing
song.
It for you. You just want me to sing. But yeah, I didn't realize that was the number one song when I was 21.
Number one for 9 weeks.
Yeah, it was nine. Yeah, it was up in the top. I believe it was top 50 for 32 weeks overall. So big effort.
Nice.
Definitely. Well, now,
Michael, how about you? Where were you for your 21st?
Me, I had actually a low key, believe it or not, but I actually had a low key 21. I did. it was in the city. It was a good night. Close family and friends. It wasn't, I suppose, as elaborate as you guys. Like, I actually went home with family and
so it
wasn't left or wasn't. No lap dance store. No, I missed out. At your party. I made up for
it. So that would explain why you are the way you are now.
Probably. I did make up for it for my 25th, and of course, had it at the D&M at the time. So I made up for it. But so 2008 was the year that I turned 21, and a lot happened that year. There was the Beijing Olympics, which, you know, that happened. just some Olympic Games. But what really did happen in May was the China earthquakes that killed more than 70,000 people and left 5 million homeless. So that was a massive event that year.
Was huge.
There was also the US election. And song-wise, Low by Flo Rida featuring T-Pain was the biggest song of the year.
Low.
Never heard of it.
Can't stand it. Peaked at number one for 3 weeks and stayed in the top 50 for 38 weeks. But there was a few other number ones. Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl spent 6 weeks. And Lady Gaga's Poker Face was also released. So big year for well-known songs, I suppose. Yeah.
Hang on. I thought that song was released like, you know, a few years ago.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
It was released. It spent 5 weeks in 2008 and 3 weeks in January 2009. So it was towards the end of 2008.
I guess you kind of have to look at those two artists as well. I mean, that was Katy Perry's first really, really big song that kind of put her on the map. And then it was Lady Gaga's follow-up to her first single. So, and they're still very much around at the moment.
2008. So they started, yeah, they've still kicking it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lady Gaga, God. Maybe not so much. But Katy Perry's currently in Melbourne. So,
what about the abject horror that, okay, you guys had, like, you were born, or sorry, you were 21 in... like eras where there was activism,
social media,
activism,
activism. You said activism. A big word before, John.
activism, and all this other stuff, and all I've got like is Aqua and the Spice Girls. I feel
but
like
they were huge. Look at it this way: 98. These songs are still being played in clubs and playlists everywhere.
I mean, I was starting high school that year.
Like, Chris, you're talking about, like, the Bob Geldof concerts where he, like, reactivated the Live Aid thing. And, like, all I've got is, like, you know, Australia isn't a republic. Bah, that's news.
So you've got the Spice Girls and the Spice Girls.
Really, and Ricky Martin.
They really, I guess, put pop back on the map. And if it wasn't for those type of bands, we wouldn't have half the music that we
have
today.
One Direction.
Anyway.
I had to go there.
Yeah, of course you did. Let's change topics
I'm getting
now.
The wrap up now. So I'm just going to remind all our listeners, hashtag Joy21. Of course, it is Joy's 21st birthday all of this week, ending with a massive bang on December 1. We've got a few guests and a few bangs to... I was going to say the word bang one more time.
Bang.
Joy. So don't forget, get involved, get social using the hashtag Joy21. Go to joy.org.au, become a member and support the cause now for another 21 years to come. You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9, hashtag Joy21, and hashtag you're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9 with Michael James, John P. Wintle, and Chris O.
Hello.
Oh my God. That is slightly too many hashtags.
Yeah, that was a lot. For one hashtag. Speaking of hashtags, hashtag spread happiness. Chris O, you're in charge of that one.
Yeah. So I posted a video on my YouTube channel this week, which of course is youtube.com/ Chris O and his life. All one word, of course. And it was basically, I watched a video by a YouTuber called Miranda Sings, and she was starting a campaign about how much negativity there is on the internet with negative comments and, you know, nasty comments and things like that. So she started this campaign using the hashtag spread happiness. And our goal in the YouTube community is to basically fill the internet with positive thoughts, pictures, people, you know, say something nice to people. It's essentially just doing, you know, saying something nice to somebody you don't know, because at the end of the day, when somebody you don't know says something nice about you or compliments you on something that you've worked hard on, it kind of gives you a little bit of a buzz and a little bit of a grin, I guess. So I posted a video about that today, this Wednesday, I should say, and I've got a really good response from it. I mean, I've been searching spread happiness on Facebook, for example, and a lot of people are using the hashtag, and it makes me happy because, you know, we should be happy. The internet is a place for, I guess you to use your thoughts and feelings and things like that. So, I enjoyed it.
What makes you happy?
Joy makes me happy.
Hashtag Joy21.
Birthday parties make me happy.
Yes, I just think at the end of the day, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So why spread negativity when we could, you know, be happy about things?
Exactly. I think, you know what, you can be unhappy or complain about, you know, things that aren't quite right, but you know what, it's happiness and your state of mind is subjective. You are 100% in control of what you choose, whether you want to be happy or sad. You just have to take the power, empower yourself, and let yourself be happy.
Exactly, and focus on the things that you can control. There's nothing that you can do about the things that you can't, or the aspects of your life that you can't control, but there are things in your life that you can control. So whether it be saying yes to something that you wouldn't normally say yes to, like a date or, you know, a movie or something, do it, because that opens your eyes and it changes your perspective on things. If it wasn't for me saying yes to certain things within the last year, then there's a very, very good chance I wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now. So I'm, you know, thankful for saying yes and spreading happiness, I guess you could say, because it's put my life on a completely different path than where I thought it was going to go. And I'm very lucky. And, you know, you guys could be lucky like that as well, just by doing something that gets you out of your comfort zone.
Chris, so when you were 21, would you have imagined yourself to be where you are today?
No, not at all. My 20 period of between the ages of 21 and 22 was quite a dark time for my life, and it kind of put me in a path, or put me on a path that I didn't think I would ever go on, and I never thought that I'd be able to get off. So looking back now, and you know, using, you know, Joy's birthday, I kind of get to be 21 all over again, but do it right this time.
I like that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when I think about that age, you know, I wish that I knew then what.
I wish I knew then what I knew now.
Yeah, exactly. I think that at the end of the day, 21, it's, you know, that time of your life, especially being in another country as well.
I think you're still learning though at 21. I mean, I'm 27 now and I'm still learning.
Exactly. And the thing is, the minute you stop learning, you're not putting yourself out there and you're not, you know, breaking boundaries. So that's when life becomes boring. So I think no matter what age you are, where you are in your life, you'll always continue to learn things. But I'm just happy that I am where I am today. I have the people in my life that I want in my life, and the people that aren't in my life anymore, then there's obviously a reason for that. And
I think in your video, you mentioned something about thanking them.
Yeah, I thank them. I can't thank my friends and my family and all of the new people in my life, enough, because without their support, I wouldn't be doing Joy. I wouldn't have started my YouTube channel. I wouldn't have started my blog. And I'd be in a very different position where I am now. So, you know, always thank the people that you love. Don't leave the room on an argument. Don't, you know, go to bed on a fight. I'm in that mood and that headspace at the moment where everything is great. And, you know, live and let live, I guess.
Sorry, I was having a bit, I was just thinking, you know, Joy, 21st birthday, Chriso, like kind of channeling those feelings through 21st birthday. And then I'm like thinking, everything is awesome. I thought you were going to break into song. So a little bit random. And that's kind of just the way my brain works.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Same. I think I'm feeling inspired on this Monday night.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hashtag Joy21. It's coming down to wrap up for the night. You've listened to a fantastic show. As I said, we are kicking things off today, celebrating all things Joy21. To celebrate 21 years of Joy, our wonderful Joy stars are striking a pose and showing the key to Joy success, our amazing volunteers. You can remember, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Catch us all in action. I think we're all our volunteers, including ourselves, are posting all the photos through the Joy social media. Of course, you can go to joy.org.au. And if you are on social media and you are following Joy, don't forget to use the hashtag Joy21 so we can see you as well. It is a celebration. And next week, guys, December 1, it's Joy's actual birth date.
Yeah, we're shutting it down.
We're going off with a massive bang. We've got a lot of surprises up our sleeves. A few guest celebrities coming in to talk to us. So we're getting this party started, as a famous Pink would say.
Yes, yes, we are.
We are getting this very started. Of course, you can get wet coming up, because the wet spot is coming up next here on Joy 21, Joy 94.9. Sammy, who is doing the wet spot, has a special treat for all you girls and guys out there. So stay tuned in for that. Guys, any final words?
Look, I think I just want to say happy birthday, Joy. Thank you so much for giving, you know, myself, Chris-O and Michael James the opportunity to come in and present to you guys out there. I am so blessed to have this medium in which I can express myself and I can share a little bit of myself with you guys out there.
Of course, Joy, I called you Joy. Enjoy, John. You've done a single life. You've done a few shows here.
I know.
Started with me on the Taste of Radio course.
Yeah, Taste of Radio. So if anyone would like to, you know, try their hand at a show or come and join us maybe one day, go on to joy.org.au and check out the information about Taste of Radio. It takes you through pretty much, you know, how you can be a panelist or a presenter and how you can, like, you know, make a difference, and you can come in and just contribute to the community radio station that is Joy 94.9. It's just a great thing to get involved in.
And Chris, so you have had the hands-on experience through Purple Speech, and how are you finding since coming on board?
I love every Monday night of my life. I enjoy coming into the office. Everyone's really welcoming. I enjoy, you know, sitting with you guys and, you know, really connecting to our audience. And I want to thank Joy for the opportunity, but I also want to thank everyone out there that listens weekly to us.
Yes.
Because without you guys, we wouldn't have a show.
That's
and
so important.
It's one of those things that I didn't realize how lucky I was until you guys started contacting me and thanking me for the things that we do as a show and as a station. It's really, I guess, humbling to know that we are making a difference to people out there, which is my mission statement in life. So thank you, Joy, and thanks to everybody that listens for giving us the opportunity to do something that we all love to do.
I agree. Such a big, thankful. I've really lost for words here, but we are really grateful. I think that's what I'm getting at.
And let's not forget to call out our support staff, which is the guys at the front desk, Robert.
Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
I think we've plugged him like a zillion times tonight, but let's go for it.
And of course, we need to thank Leanne, who we spoke to earlier, who is a manager from the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. Check them out, switchboard.org.au. You can call them now on 1-800-184-527, and they have a web chat that's open from 5:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. 7 days. And of course, they are connected with QLife, so you can always speak to QLife as well. And if you also need someone else to talk to, you can also call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Or you can stay tuned in with us and we'll give you all the referrals that you need. Of course, we are all about support and offering guidance and to a lot of community services that are out there. We'll put all the links on our Facebook page. But you have been listening to The Start of a very special party.
Kicking it off. With a bit of energy.
Well,
come
on. In true Crusoe style, I have a week-long birthday celebration for my own personal birthday, so why not a week-long celebration for Joy's?
Exactly. Of course, you can listen to all the Joy programs. There's heaps during the week that are all celebrating, and of course, we'll be back next week, December 1, with a massive party. Until then, hashtag Joy21. You've been, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Adios.
You've been listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.